From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading The Expedition, Parker's Paradox, by Lauren Robinson. We begin with Chapter 1. A Navy commander without a ship. A fighter pilot without a plane. An astronaut without a spacecraft. Jim Parker was all of these, yet nobody knew it. And he dared not tell them. Not even Running Deer. People would not believe him. Why should they? Hey, people, I was flying in space in 2007. I came through a time warp to be with you here in 1807. Couldn't hardly believe it himself. Wearing his fringed deerhide jacket and coonskin hat, he sat on the steps of his log cabin, gazing across the Mississippi into the Indiana Territory, where he knew the state of Illinois would be established in not too many years. As so often was his habit, he again gave a longing look north toward the Missouri, a river he knew all too well. It had been several months since he had returned with Lewis and Clark and found himself in St. Louis without a job. He was not concerned. He knew the future, at least the main features of it. The best business now was the fur trade, but he knew René Chateau had a monopoly on that one, and he was the most powerful man in the town. Still, there were ways, and he decided to see the Frenchman and propose a deal. He slipped into his wool coat and walked along the wooden sidewalk, facing a biting late winter wind. Jim leaned forward with each step, his collar pulled tight, his fur hat pulled down over his ears. He found the man in his well-built stone house, second in grandeur only to the governor's. His home served also as his office, where he looked after the legal and military affairs of his position and those of his warehouse. Chateau, almost 60, was tall, clean-shaven, with long sideburns, and spoke three languages. When Jim walked into the office, René greeted him warmly.
"Ah, Monsieur Parker, are you going to stay in St. Louis?"
René leaned back in his red upholstered chair, pushing away from the hand-carved oak desk.
"Ah, Capitans Lewis and Clark are back east, and most of their crew either upriver trapping or have moved on." Jim didn't have any place to go, and being married had to find some place to settle. St. Louis sounded like a place to start. "I thought I'd stay here for a while. Captain Clark told me you're quite familiar with the country." The Frenchman grinned. "Oui? Did he tell you Pierre Leguest and I were the first white people here?"
Jim pulled up a straight-backed colonial chair and sat down. He had heard Chateau liked to talk about his trip up the Mississippi.
"He had mentioned it, said you put up the first building, even named the town."
Chateau nodded, a distant look in his eyes, remembering the time.
"I have been a trapper many years. I am Jean-Pierre, my brother. He is trapping farther south now. I came here 44 years ago. 1763, to be exact. France was having trouble with England and was squeezed out of the fur trade in Canada. We came up from New Orleans to build a trading post to bring the Northwest furs here. We did so the next year. Named the post for our King Louis. Then Spain. She became involved. But the land reverted back to France until your President Jefferson bought the territory. Now, Monsieur Parker, what has brought you to me?"
"I'm thinking of getting into the fur business."
René eyed Parker warily.
"I respect you for being part of the Corps of Discovery. And your trip has opened up the Missouri for the fur trade, so I will talk with you. Most of the tribes are willing to work with the posts, once they are established along the river. But those Sioux, they will not like it. They still attack the keelboats."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?